Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Oh, the good, the bad, and the dumb. And a good Tuesday to you, right? We were buzzing about the Jeff Saturday hiring. That may be good, bad, or dumb, depending on how you view it. But here's the real good, bad, and the dumb. The good of the day.
The real good of the day. And it could, you know what? I don't know if I'd want this to be a trend, but I don't think I would hate it if it was a trend.
Okay.
But there's a Trey Turner sizzle reel that just dropped, and John Hamm is narrating it.
Wow.
And it actually is pretty cool. It's literally 2.5 minutes long. And for all you kids out there who don't know what a sizzle reel is, it's what Hollywood usually puts together to kind of promote a movie. Maybe an actor will use it to promote himself for a role. Producers or directors will put together a sizzle reel to kind of get a movie studio to back their film.
Yeah.
So Trey Turner, a notable free agent for hire, and put together a sizzle reel to kind of send out to all the Major League Baseball teams. No word if, you know, I don't know if the Dodgers will let him go. I don't think the Dodgers should let him go. I would love for the Dodgers to bring him back. But, you know, it doesn't hurt to kind of, you know, put something like this together and just kind
That's
of
pretty
fish,
awesome.
Fish you out there.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. It was.
And getting John Hamm to do it.
And getting John Hamm to
do it.
And that's where I think, you know, would it be a trend? Because I've never seen it before. I don't know if it was ever done before. But could you see this being a trend where you're getting like movie stars, actors with well-known voices and who are good narrating and put together your sizzle reel?
Yeah, right. That's great. It's pretty awesome. John Hamm is awesome.
He is.
I like his World Cup ads he's doing is good.
He seems it's weird. He was virtually unknown, felt like, until Mad Men.
Yeah.
But now it feels like he just isn't everything. And
yeah,
has no problems being in everything.
Yeah. He's got those ads he's doing with Progressive are funny. You know, he's pretty good at that. Like, he's pretty good in everything that he's in. So, yeah, I like John Hamm a lot. Hamm and Bubbly, that Saturday Night Live skit with Michael Bublé. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
That was really
And like you said, I mean,
really
the World Cup stuff is phenomenal.
Santa Claus? That's good.
Yeah. I'm all for it.
I like John Hamm. He was in Bridesmaids. It was like good stuff.
Have you ever seen the movie Tag?
I did not, but I wanted to, and I never got around
that
to
one. I mean, he's in that one. That is just a lot of fun. That's that movie where, you know, they're adults now,
they're
but when they're kids, they're playing
tag.
But they could never tag this one guy who happens to be Jeremy Renner, and it's laugh out loud funny. There are
good
some
stuff.
Really laugh out loud
yeah,
funny
I like
scenes.
It. All right. Well, then, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is that for some lucky person out there, they had to postpone their retirement party today.
Because?
Powerball needed more time to process all the sales from the $1.9 billion jackpot.
So did they draw the numbers?
They have not drawn the numbers yet.
Okay. So can you buy a ticket still, or are they, did they
I don't
shut
think,
that
I,
down?
I think that's shut down. And there's,
probably.
Yeah, and hopefully they'll draw tonight. I mean, I got my winning numbers and hope to have my retirement party soon. You're invited, by the way.
Well, very nice. Very nice.
You know, when I retire, so.
What would be the first thing you did if you won that amount of money?
I don't know.
Like, who would you tell?
Outside your significant other, obviously.
Like, who would you pick up the phone and tell immediately? Without being like,
I don't know, because at the same time, I don't even like. Would you want to tell anybody?
I know. I don't
like.
Know.
I couldn't. Like, I love my mom, but I couldn't tell my mom because she would spread that thing like wildfire.
I read an article about a guy who he was young. He was, I think, in his 20s, and he won $20-something million in the lottery. And he said that he just ended up getting stacks and stacks and stacks of mail from people asking for money. Just an enormous amount when people found out he had won it. And they just found him and just said, can you help me with my daughter's surgery? Can you help me? Like, it's just overwhelming and you can't help everybody. So you can't process it all. But he says that if you win it, his advice was the first thing you need to do is hire a lawyer. Like, the first thing you got to do is hire a lawyer. But that's not the fun thing to do.
No.
The fun thing to do is to call, like, I don't know, somebody that in your, you know, that you care about that you're like, hey, look at that. You know, I don't know. It would be hard.
There, just recently, I think this was over in China, somebody won the lottery. And, you know, I think it's policy that you have to go and accept it in a photo shoot.
Yeah. They,
and he wore a costume.
Well, good for him.
Like,
for him.
One of those huge mascot costumes. So no one in his family, not even his immediate family, not even like, I think he was hiding it, like, even from his wife.
I know in this country, I don't know if the Powerball is like that, but I know in some states you can't be anonymous.
Yeah.
Some states you can't. Like, there are certain states where you can be anonymous. Some states, no, it's, you gotta, they gotta, they want to know where the money went. And it to be honest with you, It's not a catch 22, but I can see both sides. I can see wanting to make anonymous, but I can also see people going, you know, we do want to make sure there is a winner. Like, I do want to know that somebody did win this. After all, you're not supposed to hoard it, state government. But in some states, they have to produce the winner. In some states, you can remain anonymous. But I don't know. It's just a weird thought of that amount of money. And is it weird to, like, Mark Cuban talked about this when he became a billionaire. He just went to Vegas and just went nuts. He just went nuts and then calmed down and then went, okay, now I'm a billionaire, but I still need to figure out what I'm going to do with this. I think you're supposed to do that. A good financial advisor, if you won the lottery, would say, here, take this and get rid of it. Whatever it may be, whatever chunk of it is, I want all of this gone. Buy stupid stuff. Give it away. Buy a stamp, a $100,000 stamp, and put it on an envelope. I don't care. Buy a baseball card and burn it. I don't care. Buy a jet and give it away. But you're getting rid of this. That's going to get it out of your system, and now we're going to manage this. Like, we're going to manage the rest of this for the rest of your life. But this is your travel around the world on a private jet and eat lobster every night money. This is your buy, you know, a $1 million suit of armor and play sword fighting with your friend. I don't care what you do. This is your money to blow, but you're not blowing all of it. This is the rest that goes here. I think you have to do that.
You definitely have to.
I think you have to do
that. But I also think, like, at $1.9 billion jackpot, you'll probably not know how to spend that amount of money.
You can't. But I'm always surprised. It feels like the number, like the stories of people who blew lottery winnings gets increased.
Yeah.
But because some people don't, you know, look, you, yes, it's very, very difficult to spend that amount. It's like $700 million is the lump sum, which almost everybody will take. Almost everybody will take the lump sum. All right.
Well, you and I broke it down yesterday because if you do the annual payments, your annual payment could be a tank of gas 20 years from now.
Yeah.
You don't know.
So you better take it now, invest it, let it grow, all that. Jordan Spieth won the Tour Championship years ago, and 2015, and at that time I think it was $10 million was the first place prize, and they asked him what he was going to do with it. Now, he had won millions of dollars before that, but he was getting this big lump sum. He said, "I'm putting it in an account, and I don't want to see it until I'm 65." And I was like, "That's a smart answer for you,
man." That is.
Very smart. All right, what's the bad of the day?
Dumb of the day has to go to Sepp Blatter.
What did he do?
Well, let me refresh you. You remember who Sepp Blatter is. He was president of FIFA.
FIFA guy?
Yeah, he was the president of FIFA back when FIFA decided to give the World Cups to Russia and then Qatar.
Yeah, those suitcases of money don't spend themselves.
Right. Well, what he admitted to saying is at the time they had actually agreed in the executive committee to give the 2018 World Cup to Russia and then the 2022 World Cup to the United States because he thought it was a good sign and gesture of peace if these two political opponents hosted World Cups back to back.
That would be kind of cool.
He felt that Qatar was just too small of a country for the magnitude of what the World Cup is. He's right. And he admits that he made a mistake going along with this plan. No. We all know, because he's not saying it, that the mistake was funded with gigantic briefcases of cash.
Right, exactly.
So it's just funny because, I mean, the World Cup traditionally is held in the summertime. We had to move it because it's just too blazing hot in the middle of a desert. Who would have thought that?
We had to change everything almost. They were building brand new stadiums with slave labor and nobody cared.
Yeah.
Only HBO in this country, at least. I don't know what world journalism's did, but HBO was the only one that kind of pointed this out. They went there and saw it, and then they were talking about people coming in. They were shipping people in from Pakistan or some other poor countries to build these stadiums in the blazing heat.
I mean, even now, there's certain rules that you're going to have to follow if you're going to the World Cup. I mean, it's been like, I guess it's like fighting tooth and nail just to be able to have a beer.
Yeah.
There, because it's a non-alcoholic country.
Is there a country that people in the World Cup world say, you know, when they do it, it's the best? Like, they have the infrastructure, they have the stadiums, they have the accommodations.
It's hard to say.
They don't go back to places like the Olympics.
Yeah, well, they do go back. I mean, you know, the United States last hosted in '94. They'll be hosting again in 2026.
Right.
And I would say the United States probably has the best infrastructure for it, because we have all the readily available stadiums and the transportation needs. I would say a lot of European countries do. Like, if you go back to France or if you went to Germany.
You know what's weird about the United States, though? When we give the Olympics out to the United States, we give it to a city.
Yeah.
We say Los Angeles is hosting the Olympic Games. When we go, the World Cup is in America, we go, you can play at Foxborough and Los Angeles, Chicago, Dallas, Seattle. Like, you can play anywhere. Like, to me, it's like if they just went, you know who gets the World Cup? Europe. Paris gets a game. Czechoslovakia gets a game. Or is there a Czechoslovakia anymore?
Czech Republic.
Like, Czech Republic. Like,
no, they, and you're, like, you know what? You're,
you know,
right.
What I mean? Like, Rome gets a game.
But I think there's too much
Munich
country
gets
pride.
A game. Yeah,
country
I know. No, I'm not. I'm just looking. I'm talking about. Hold on one second. I'm talking about the landmass.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, the idea that a World Cup game could go on in Foxborough and a World Cup game could go on in Los Angeles is almost the equivalent as like a game going on in Paris and another game going on in Sochi, Russia, for crying out loud.
Right.
Like we're not, I mean, you look at the European countries. I mean, they're the size of states in this country.
Yeah.
Right.
No, true.
And so, do you know what I mean? So when we give it to Germany, it's not quite in terms of, in
no,
terms
you're absolutely right.
It's not the same as the United
you're
States.
You're not having to take a plane to go from Munich to Frankfurt.
Right. Like when it was in Brazil, they had that one stadium that was in the middle of the Amazon.
Which, by the
way, like, they didn't go, oh, it's all in Rio, don't worry. If you come to Brazil, all the games will be here. Don't worry about it, like the Olympics. They're like, no, if your team is playing over there, that's like a 4-hour plane ride or whatever it was.
Which, by the way, I believe that stadium that was in the Amazon is overgrown now.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Yeah.
Vines.
I'm almost positive it is.
Possible
that's a great
animal
point.
Life.
So there's like when it's like, remember when they had the Olympics in Tokyo and was like, how can you have the Olympics? Like, no one can, like, everyone is, it's one of the most densely populated cities in the world. And you're like, yeah, but, you know, do it anyway. But in the World Cup, that's why I'm excited about the United States getting the World Cup. You could have a game in Atlanta. You could have a game in Chicago, you have a game in New York, you have a game in Dallas. It's like pretty, it's great. So,
but yeah, no, I mean, I think, like, in terms of what you're talking about, I would probably say it would be a European country because they all have massive stadiums. Like, you could probably go to England and, you know, and the transportation, you could probably take a train to each of the cities to follow your team. And it's, you know, everyone's on the same time zone. I wonder how much I forget about that, you know, we are so big that if you have a game on the East Coast and then 3 days, 4 days later, you have a game on the West Coast, how is that going to affect you?
My boss covered a World Cup game in New England, in Foxborough. I think, I don't know if it was a match or a preliminary match, but he covered. I know he went to a game in '94.
Oh, it was definitely. It was probably.
I wanted
stage.
To go. Me and Dave Preston, who comes on the show from WTOP, we wanted to go because we wanted this experience, but he wasn't going to give that up.
Yeah,
our boss was like, "No, I'm going."
I went to two group stage games in '94.
But we, you know, we thought it was incredible. We thought it was amazing because it was like, for us, we thought, well, when is this coming back? Like, when is it coming back to the United States? When is our chance to cover a World Cup game?
22 years later.
Yeah, here we are. I have yet to go to one. So if they land in Nashville, I will be more than happy to go. So
I'm wrong on my math, right? That's 32
years
later.
30-something years
ago. 32 years later.
30-plus years later. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Again, we got Alexa Ross joining us from CBS 4 and Fox 59 in Indianapolis as we continue. It is Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.